It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The latest chapter in the legal battle over potentially discriminatory political districts in Texas is in court. On Monday, a trial started in San Antonio to determine whether maps drawn by courts in 2013 violated the voting rights of millions of minorities. The ruling could impact midterm elections in 2018, but it also comes as other states are striking down discriminatory district maps, and the Supreme Court is set to hear a case on partisan gerrymandering in the fall. Jim Malowitz is an investigative reporter at the Texas Tribune. He's been covering state voting rights, and he explains what's at stake here.
It's a really long, winding case that dates back to 2011. Right now, what's at stake is the state's House and congressional maps. A three-judge panel in San Antonio has already ruled that in 2011, Texas lawmakers intentionally discriminated in some parts and just discriminated in other parts of the map on both the congressional and House maps. But those maps never actually took effect because they were temporarily redrawn by a court. And so right now, what's at stake is these maps that were temporarily redrawn by a court in 2012 and adopted in 2013, and whether they're going to be the maps we use for the 2018 election.
So just to be clear, the plaintiffs in this case, when we talk about discrimination in how these maps are drawn, are alleging discrimination against minority voters.
Correct. And there's different ways that can play out. In this district here in Central Austin, it's represented by Congressman Lloyd Doggett. Plaintiffs allege, and the judges agreed, that in 2011, lawmakers drew this to look like an opportunity district for Hispanic voters, but it's in an area where Hispanic voters don't necessarily vote in one voting block, so it wasn't necessarily needed. And at the same time, over in the district in Corpus Christi, the plaintiffs allege that lawmakers put white voters into a district that should have been an opportunity district for Hispanic voters. So basically creating the appearance of giving Hispanic voters the opportunity to elect the candidate of their choice when they weren't really doing that.
Jim, there are several other cases around the country that are similar here. We saw in May when judges struck down two districts in North Carolina, saying that they were drawn to exclude minorities, in their words, with almost surgical precision. There's a case coming from Wisconsin that's headed to the Supreme Court about district maps. How does this case in Texas potentially play into the wider scope and into that Supreme Court case that we're going to see in the fall?
The case in Wisconsin, that's about political gerrymandering. This case here in Texas is specifically about racial gerrymandering. So there's two different issues there. But there are some similar arguments here in Texas as there were in the North Carolina case. Texas, throughout the litigation, has alleged that even if it may have looked like they used race in drawing some areas of the map, they did it only for partisan gain. And that those were some of the arguments that were made in North Carolina, that this was just Republicans drawing districts to protect other Republicans. But the Supreme Court in North Carolina said that even in cases where it might be shown that Republicans, for instance, have drawn a district targeting minority voters to benefit Republicans, that can still be ruled illegal. And that's basically what the plaintiffs are alleging here in the Texas case in various areas, that Republicans may have wanted to just benefit Republicans by using race to draw the districts, but that's not permissible. They can't specifically look at race when they're drawing these district lines.
Jim Malowitz, investigative reporter for the Texas Tribune. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.